Lynn Payne is the garden guru, and happy Friday, Lynn.
Hey, happy Friday, and happy Halloween.
Ooh, well, thank you. Be on guard.
Yes.
Hey, tomorrow is November. What do we do in the garden in November?
Well, you know, Dana, there's always something to do in the garden, and this time of the year is no exception. Now, we've had several customers coming in recently and asking about pruning. Should they be pruning their roses now, or should they be pruning their fruit trees? And really, you know, I can give you a list of positives to wait until spring to prune. I can only give you one reason not to wait till spring, and that's because in the spring of the year, we've got lots of other things to do outside, and sometimes pruning just gets neglected. So the reasons to prune now, or should I say the reason to prune in January or February or March. I wouldn't do anything in November, December. Of course, there are those who can't stand the look of stubble in their yard, you know, from the perennial plants that have died back to the ground. With perennials, all you're concerned about is maintaining a healthy root system. And so really, you can cut those dead stalks off any time if they bother you. But the reason to leave them is because as leaves and other vegetative debris blows around in your garden, they'll get caught in those stems and act as a natural mulch. So that's one reason not to prune right now, unless you want to clean it up. So let's talk about roses. Now, why should we not prune roses now? It's because we don't know what kind of a winter we're going to have. If we're going to have a mild winter, then I'd say go ahead and prune anything you want, anytime you want. But if we don't know if we're going to have a mild winter, then if you start cutting your plants back now and we have a cold, dry, windy weather, it's going to desiccate those stems back even more, and so you're going to have to prune again in the spring. So let's not get anxious. Let's just kind of wait and see November and December how cold and windy we're actually going to experience it. My recommendation is always prune right after the plant flowers. And so we had a lady into one of their stores the other day saying, should I prune my lilacs now? Well, lilacs bloom in the spring, and if you prune them now, you're going to be cutting off those buds, and you won't have blossoms in the spring. So the rule of thumb is don't prune anything until it's done blooming. So with lilacs, they bloom early in the season, as do forsythia and a few others. Wait until they're done blooming, and then go to town on them. And don't be afraid to prune. Most people don't prune hard enough. Just remember that you're going to be stimulating lots of new growth, and it's that new growth that produces larger and more vibrant blossoms and larger and prettier leaves. So don't hesitate.
Well, that's what we're all after, is a big, beautiful, bountiful garden. Well, thanks for the advice, Lynn. Where are you located in Santa Fe?
Well, we've got two locations. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is 304 Camino O'Leary. And let me remind everybody to check out our website. It's www.paynes.com. It's got a lot of useful information on it, so check it out and enjoy it.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.